In this house now, I wouldn't say we got any stuff that ain't emptying, only what I got. What stuff we got up in the front part, up in the stairs up there, I would call that antique stuff. Stuff I got around down here now. Where's my bedroom and then that? I wouldn't call that antique stuff because that's later model stuff.
Well, what if it's all broken and like broken tools and just furniture that's just no good anymore?
Oh, I would say that was, I would call that just say junk, I would say.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't say it was nothing to me now.
What about a room that's used to store things that you don't know what to do with?
No, I'd call that a junk room.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a junk room on your house?
Yes. I still got one of them. it's like I said, now people call them more so now utility room. But I used to have a room you called what we kept junk in like that. Yeah, we had a room for that.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have a room right up here in this porch for that. Then later years, we used that big place down there where I come through this now, that shop in there. Well, that's later years, I used that now mostly for just junk.
Mm-hmm.
Keep nets and all kind of old stuff in like that. And I don't have no use for it no other way, and nobody to stay in here but me, so I would call that nothing in there now but junk, but it wasn't called junk when we used to use that place.
Mm-hmm.
That's.
What about, say, a woman, if her house was in a big mess, she'd say she had to do what to her house? She had to.
I wouldn't know what she'd have to say. Only say she'd have to get rid of some of this stuff. She got to clean up or something like that. Clean up the house or something.
Uh-huh. What about the thing that she'd sweep with?
Broom. I'd call it a broom.
And say if the broom was in the corner and the door was open so that the door was sort of hiding the broom, you'd say the broom was
behind the door.
And years ago, on Monday, women would get together all the dirty clothes and they'd go out and do the
washing.
What about on Tuesday?
They would mostly rest on Tuesday and iron Wednesday. Some of them would iron, wash and iron day right after the day. Most of them would have one day to wash and one day to house clean, one day to iron,
mm-hmm.
one day to do different things. They had a day for each work, house cleaning, ironing, and them would keep house cleaning. They had different days for work days.
How did they do the washing?
They used to use what you call wash bowls, rub bowls.
Mm-hmm.
Wash with the hands. They didn't ever know it. Nothing but just stand up and wash, rub them clothes on a rub bowl. Ball them at old wash pots.
Mm-hmm.
You're the one laying out there in that yard now, turn it upside down up there, that brown looking pot.
Uh-huh.
I used to put them on bricks and ball clothes in them, wash them. That's what you call old wash pot.
Mm-hmm. What about something nowadays that it has a little spout to it and you could use it for heating water to make tea in?
A kettle.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear the wash pot called a kettle?
Yeah. And I used to use them kettles, what they used to call them. They was kibbled up. They'd kibble them up. A wash kettle, they used to call them. They'd kibble them up. They had a top on them.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd put them clothes in there and steam them. But I didn't have them kettles yet.
Mm-hmm. The kettle and the wash pot were the same thing then?
No, not exactly.
The kettle had a top.
That's right.